WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Time for high school baseball. Baseball, my heart. Baseball, it's baseball football season. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for high school football right here on WCDO. This is Harry Graves. And at my side is Dave Keller, and today we are bringing you the exciting game, hopefully, between the Delhi Bulldogs and the Harpersville Hornets. We're here at Harpersville Central School. It is not anywhere near as rainy as it was last night up at Sydney, so we hope that we will be able to bring you a game that will show solid footing and good sportsmanship. So it is going to be the contest between the Harpersville Hornets and the visiting Delhi Bulldogs. And this game being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. So for the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service, see the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call at Sydney, 563-463-601. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's game and throughout the season. So, Coach Dave, it is very different than it was last night.
It is. We're not getting the drizzling rain or the pouring rain. There's no rain whatsoever. The field looks pretty good here. This field historically usually drains not too bad, and it looks a little bit soft, but I don't see all the mud.
So we saw both of the Harpersville Hornets earlier, trying to keep a mic that is floating around. So if all of a sudden I drift off on you today, Dave, don't take it personally. It's just simply that that's the way the mic is going. We have Harpersville coming into this game with an even-up record at one win, one loss. And so far, Delhi is winless in their outings this season. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups and the starting kickoff coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Live Sports here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobble, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves, along with Dave Keller, we are here at Harpersville. The Delhi Bulldogs will be defending the goal to our left. Harpersville defending the goal to our right. And it is the Delhi Bulldogs that will kick off to Harpersville, and play will commence at just about the 33-yard line. The first play from scrimmage, going to be a carry. That will be Kimmel. That is Andrew Kimmel, who will move forward for about a 6-yard gain. The ball stopped right at the 40-yard line. Things happening here in great gusto today because it's homecoming, or there is a festival of some sort going on. It is Ryan Slavik who will hand the ball off to the man going through. That is number 34, sophomore Andrew Kimmel. He's 5'8", 170 pounds of pure muscle. He gains about a 3-yard gain.
So we're it's coming up with it's a third and one, Harry. Delhi won the toss. They deferred, so Harpersville elected to receive.
Man split out to the near side. That is Eric Storrs. He was one of the favorite targets in the contest that we saw earlier in the season, but they're going to keep the ball on the ground, go to Steve Lee. Steve Lee is a sophomore, one of many sophomores and juniors on this team. He'll get the first down. Lee, 5'5", 135 pounds. Not exactly the big man in the backfield by any stretch of the imagination.
I remember we were impressed with his speed, Harry, when we saw him before.
Very much so. Ball spotted down at the 48-yard line. Man in motion. The ball will be kept on the ground. And carrying, it will be a short gain. Lee carrying the ball again picks up a couple yards as he will get across midfield over into Delhi territory to the 49. We have exceptionally good field position here in the press box at Harpersville Central School. We're about as close as we are in any field to the source of action. Ball right at the 49-yard line. It is going to be Slavik dropping back. Ooh, he tucks the ball under his own wing and gets very good running room up very close to the first down territory. He's probably going to be a few inches short. Now they spot the ball down, and they are going to say,
I think it's short, Harry. Couple of links.
So it will be a third down situation, and we'll say less than a yard. Coming off the field is going to be Jonathan Pomeroy, who was in there last time, play sent in with a reserve player. Looks to me like it may very well be 22, Brad Simmons, and the ball will be kept on the ground. Kimmel will carry, and let's see. No, it looks to me like it was number 15 in there.
Cody Snow.
Cody Snow, yeah.
And he was short.
Well, they will have a measurement just the same. So coming up next week, we will see these Harpersville Hornets again. The competition this next Saturday will be Deposit Hancock. Now, Deposit Hancock was beat up by the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats last night, 21-0, a BG Bobcat win. And guess what? We happen to have a first down. Cody Snow getting it for the Harpersville Hornets.
Our officiating committee today, referee John Whalen, the umpire Jim McLean, head linesman David McNeely, line judge Joe Pulaski, and vec judge Bob Chrome.
We will see a great deal of ball carrying by Mason Dean and by Andrew Kimmel. Flags all over the play. Is it is going to be Kimmel carrying the ball? Kimmel's on his feet. He will be very close to first down, very close to touchdown territory. But there were flags all over the place. So I'm certain that ball is going to be brought back, and it will be against the Harpersville Hornets. I am confident.
Yeah, they motioned that way. You know, you could say that was a really, really nice run, but I think what happened in the defense let up because of all the flags,
right.
And Kimmel kept running hard.
And that was not one flag. We saw several flags thrown in the backfield, so that was one of those that was pretty obvious to a lot of people. Now they're going to say that it is against the Harpersville Hornets, and it will be a 5-yard loss and the first down all over again. So first and the ball spotted at about the 46-yard line. So first and I don't know how they get first and 15 out of that. That looks to me like about first and 13, but
yeah.
So be it. Film crews here are set up on an old railway elevation off across from us, and they're right immediately across from us. They had a clear shot at the gain that time, as it will be a good gain in there. The ball will be advanced by the Harpersville Hornets across the 40, down to about the 36, 37-yard line.
So the film crew's picking us up, Harry? Hey, hi, Mom.
I doubt that they can see us because they probably aren't even looking at us. Split out to the near side again. It is going to be Eric Storrs. And the man moving in motion will be number 43 that time. That is Jonathan Pomeroy. The ball going to be kept on the ground. Andrew Kimmel does the carrying. Andrew Kimmel will get down inside the 35 to about the 34, 34-and-a-half-yard line.
Ted DeDominicus for Delhi. Busted through the line and got a hold of Kimmel in the backfield. Otherwise, he would have squirted for more yards.
We have two DeDominicus boys, Noah, number 28, Ted, number 60, both playing for the Delhi Bulldogs. Man in motion, and now it is going to be Slavik, who gives it off to Kimmel and lets Kimmel go right up the center. First down for the Harpersville Hornets. The ball inside the 30 now, down to about the 28-yard line, 29-yard line.
Well, Kimmel getting the lion's share of the work here.
We were told in advance that Mason Dean and Andrew Kimmel will be doing most of the ball carrying. However, we have seen Stephen Lee and Cody Snow getting their fair share. Well, things were not too bad up at Sydney last night. It was a wet and, we'll say, blustery day. Field took a bit of a beating. Sydney won that ball game. We'll see the Sydney Warriors coming up this next Friday night in a contest up at Unitigo. I guess we call that a grudge match. We've got a pause in the action. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:48, opening period of play, scoreless ball game. Flags on the play in this one, carried by Kimmel, but there were flags on the play, and they were thrown from back in the backfield of Delhi. Don't know that that's any indication. Delhi and Harpersville, scoreless ball game, as we said, holding against the Harpersville Hornets. There is a discussion going on. Now they pick up that football, and let's see where they'll take it. So next week, as we said, it'll be Sydney at Unitego on Friday night. We'll be right back here at Harpersville for the Deposit Hancock at Harpersville contest to next Saturday afternoon. Now they march off the penalty. That takes it back up to the high side of the 35 and put in play at about the 37-yard line.
Yeah. I was going to say on that very first play where we saw that flurry of flags, at the end of the play, Slavik picked up the flag and tossed it back to the official. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
It's either a certain amount of chutzpah or a whole lot of politeness, whichever. Dropping back is Slavik. No, he's going to keep the ball himself. It looked at first like he was going to pass, but then all of a sudden he saw a hole and he went to the right side. He gets across the 30. Flags all over the place, and he's going to run out of bounds at about the 28-yard line.
Oh boy, I'll bet you it's either someone's got a hold or a block in the back.
Yeah, we're waiting for the official signal. Interesting games last night. This will give us something to talk about a little bit later, but Shenango Forks ended up being trussed. It's going to be against the Harpersville Hornets as they're moving way back. In the game last night, Norwich ended up defeating Shenango Forks 20-7. Now, Sydney beat Norwich. Norwich beat Shenango Forks. That's going to have a lot of people looking. This is going to be an interesting game coming up later in the season.
A lot of strange things this season. Oxford, I don't know what to make of those guys.
Oxford, quite frankly, is almost always tough. I say that from watching the Blackhawks for some 20-some years. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Look out, Mason Dean could draw first blood right here. Mason Dean, that play started back at the 38-yard line. So Mason Dean, big number 20, gets an opportunity, and he rumbles. If there are no penalties on the play, that will be a 38-yard run by Mason Dean. So we have seen now the Harpersville Hornets score first here. Dean has been doing so very good work for the Harpersville Hornets both last year and this year. 6-0 is our score right now. There is a kicker on the field. That is going to be number 60, Brendan Van Etten. The ball snapped back. It is held. It is kicked. It is up, and it is good. So we have Van Etten kicking the extra point, and we have ourselves a 7-0 ball game. 5:48 showing on the clock, period number one, as Harpersville has gone out in front in this ball game by a 7-0 score. You're listening to Tri-Town Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller here at Harpersville on a cloudy, overcast Saturday afternoon, but at least it's not raining. The Hornets advance toward the ball, and the kick is going to be grabbed down by number 14, Justin Matthijs. Justin Matthijs taking that ball back at about the 20-yard line, gets up to the 28 or 29. Then he's hit. The ball is going to squirt loose, and they say it will be Harpersville Hornet football. How quickly things change.
I did not see who picked that up, Harry.
5:41 on the clock. And the Kelly-coached Bulldogs find themselves on defense one more time. They just gave up a touchdown run to Mason Dean. Oh, no, now he's not on defense. So that one apparently didn't squirt through. We heard them say that it was going to be the Harpersville Hornets recover, but all of a sudden the offensive play was carried by number 21 for the Bulldogs. And I don't have a 21 for the Bulldogs, so that is interesting.
Okay, there we go.
So we do get changes from time to time. We will get that for you. They're going to tell us that it is going to be Ellis. So, let's see, Ellis, number 21. So Colin Ellis was 20 on one of our charts. Now they tell us that he is number 21. And the ball is going to be carried in, up across the 46-yard line. That will be a gain of about a yard. This is one of those things that when the population or the family, we'll say, on a football team changes because of people dropping out, whatever, then people have a tendency to switch around jerseys. So what you have from early in the season may not be good for later in the season. Ball going to be carried in there. Let's see. That is going to be, I believe, Ingram, number 42, and he's going to be stacked up immediately by Van Etten, Smith, and McCaffrey, the heart of that big line for the Harpersville Hornets.
But whatever they picked up on first down, they just lost right there. So now we got, like the announcer said, third and 10.
The ball resting right on the chalk mark at the 45-yard line. Snap. It is going to be handed off again, and woo, one more time. This time it was going to be number 21, Colin Ellis, who took that ball. And Ellis was met by the heart of the Harpersville line. He was thrown back for a couple-yard loss. So as a result, the action stays right around the 45-yard line, back at about the 44.
Number 78, Danny Smith, 5'11", 228, was the first guy in there, but he was immediately joined by a couple other Harpersville Hornets.
So Brandon Simons, number 22, in at quarterback, but the ball will be snapped back to him as he's ready to kick this time, and he does. He kicks it away, and it's going to be taken by number 7, for the Harpersville Hornets, that's Stephen Lee. Lee has it squirt out of his hands back at the 25, and by the time he turns around to pick it up, he has company. But upfield, there is a flag. So it will be a conversation before play begins again.
Lee, he's somewhat cerebral out there on that punt return. He dropped it, and he turned around to pick it up, but before he did, he looked up to see where the coverage was. Then he picked up the ball.
So now they have discussed what is happening, and they explain it to the Harpersville coaching staff, and we have the sign that is going to be at the knees. And that, I guess, is an illegal block. And they're picking the ball up, and they're spotting it down where? It's going to be against the Delhi Bulldogs, and that will move the ball down to, they're going to march it off from the 24-yard line, which is where Stephen Lee took it. And it's going to be 15 yards, so that will move it down to about the 15, about the 14-yard line.
That was against Harpersville, going for the Bulldogs, pushing Harpersville back.
And Harpersville with the ball. We'll just simply have more to go before they get into Delhi territory. 3:09 showing on the clock. 7-0 ball game. Harpersville leading Delhi. The ball kept on the ground. No gain whatsoever. as it's going to be a stack up about at the 15-yard line.
I think that was Kimmel. He picked up maybe 1 yard. Delhi toughening up on the inside.
Coming into the ball game, Stephen Lee, 135-pound, 5'5", sophomore, but fast. We emphasize that fast. Eric Storr split out to the near side. The white hat referee is holding his hand up in the backfield, and now they're ready to go. And the ball will be handed off in there to number 40. I was going to say 43. Let's see. Is it Jonathan Pomeroy? Get Pomeroy put up on my chart here because he's carrying the ball a few more times than we were given any indication that he would.
We'll put him in right here, 43, Pomeroy.
Jonathan Pomeroy, another one of the rather smaller men on the team, 5'7", 138-pound junior.
Colin Ellis for Delhi in on that tackle. Nice job.
Ryan Slavik is going to give off the ball very quickly in there. Wow, there's times you can't see anything. It's going to be Kimmel, Andrew Kimmel, the workhorse that we were told would be carrying the ball most of the time, does just that again. But again, no great pickup on the play. He battles his way out to close to the 20-yard line. Well, now that I eyeball that, it may be just inches over the 20-yard line.
Interesting, Kimmel running the ball over. Dean's only touched the ball one time, and that went for a 38-yard touchdown.
Fourth and a couple. Ball's going to be kicked away, and it is boomed out of there. Great kick. Mason Dean doing the kicking. It will be grabbed upfield by Brandon Simons. Simons taking it about the 50, moves cross field to the left in front of the Delhi bench. Is going to be run out of bounds at about the 41, 42-yard line. So we do see things like that from time to time where people get a good kick, and when you're kicking from that close to your own end zone, it doesn't make any difference. Even a great kick is still going to put you only at midfield, and that's where the Delhi Bulldogs will take over. Just inches high of the 45. Simons goes to the second man through. That is going to be Colin Ellis. Ellis will try the left side of the line, not get a whole heck of a lot of running room, pick up a yard, maybe two at the most.
Yep. 2 yards and I can't say a cloud of dust. I don't think we're going to see much dust today.
So we're running down toward the end of the first quarter of this ball game. It is a 7-0 contest. Harpersville managed to score about midway through the period, and that's the only scoring we've got. 7-0 is our score. The ball kept on the ground, and it's going to be Ingram, they say. Ingram getting his way up to about the 40-yard line, and with that, time will run out. So we are at the end of period number one. And as they take time out to move the football, which isn't a big long hike, we'll take a break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. You'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Throughout the places all of us at Morabito call home, we've seen the devastating effects of the recent flooding. We thought it important for you to know that we're still right here, fully operational should you need us. Whether it's for propane or fuel oil, kerosene, coal, or wood pellets, Morabito branches throughout Central New York are equipped to assist you. And if now's the time to consider a new furnace or water heater, or you need a service professional to determine your equipment status, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Harpersville. We are about ready to start period number two of this contest. Harpersville leads Delhi 7-0. Coming up next Friday night, we've said it before, Sydney at Unitego. It's one of those tri-town rivalries. And then next Saturday afternoon, we'll be right back here. Deposit Hancock taking on the Harpersville Hornets. So now they're ready to go. Brandon Simons and company on the offense, and they'll go in there to Colin Ellis. Ellis tries the left side of the line, and he gets a couple yards, but that's about all, as he is down to the 38-yard line and brings up a fourth down.
Boy, you get little number seven, Stephen Lee. You know he's not big. He plays big. He came in there and just took out Ellis's legs, upended him.
Fourth down coming up for the Bulldogs.
So they are going to have a timeout on the field. So Delhi, the Bulldogs, managed to call for the timeout. We want to remind you that all of our games here on WCDO are on an archive, website archive. So if you want to hear that touchdown drive again or that great defensive stand one more time, you can. Starting this season, all WCDO sports broadcasts have been archived, and all you have to do is go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and go to the Sports Audio Vault. All the games are right there. You select the game that you want, you click and listen. It's as easy as that. And you can do that any time of the day, 24 hours a day. That website again, www.wcdoradio.com. That is www.wcdoradio.com. Well, we saw the Sydney game against Lansing last night, 30-6. Sydney won it. Green was a winner over Dryden, 48-6. Bainbridge Guilford shut out Deposit Hancock by a 21-0 score. It is going to be a carry in there by number 22. That is Brandon Simons. Simons will not get running room on down number four. And as a result, the ball will turn over to the Harpersville Hornets right at their own 40-yard line.
That play was made by Luke Johnson first. He came in and made Simons cut to the outside, and then big number 70, Scott Gregory, fell on him from behind.
So Ryan Slavik and company now going on the offense. It's Slavik in there. In the backfield, Andrew Kimmel, Stephen Lee, Mason Dean. Most of the time, every once in a while, we'll see Jonathan Pomeroy or Cody Snow in there. Eric Storrs coming over to the official on the near far or the near sideline and says, "Hey, I'd like to have a quick timeout." That is granted, and the Harpersville coaching staff now walking out onto the field, finishing up those scores last night. Norwich over Shenango Forks by a 20-7 score. And then if we go a little bit out of our area, we did see Oneonta over Shenango Valley, 35-31. Johnson City, 24-0 over Windsor. Now, that's an interesting score. Windsor's not having one of its power years this year. Ithaca over Vestal, 33-30. And Seton Catholic Central, which a lot of the teams in the area played last year, but they've moved to a different division this year. 38-9 winner over Spencer Van Etten. A couple of the games today I find are interesting. The Trumansburg game at Owego will be played at Main Endwell. That tells you the history of flood damage. And Elmira against Union Endicott will be played at Vestal. So kindness goes. Back in the action on the field, the ball will be carried by Jonathan Pomeroy. There is a fumble over on the far sideline, but it is going to be grabbed down, and they'll say just at the line of scrimmage. Nobody's arguing at all about that. So now it becomes second down the words of wisdom being passed along by the various coaches on the Harpersville side. Eric Storr is now splitting off to the near side. They have not been throwing a lot in this ballgame. If you remember when we saw the Harpersville Hornets earlier in the year, we did see a few balls put into the air. Flags will fly. Number four, Ryan Slavik, pitches the ball out, and the ball is going to be lost. Stephen Lee was trying to get it, but he couldn't get a handle on it. Loss on the play back to the 35-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a nasty pitch. If you're pitching the ball, you got to make sure that you give him a chance to get his hands on it. But as a ball carrier, you've got to haul in that pitch. I mean, there's nobody out there but you.
Storrs once again splitting off way off to the near side. That does bring a man over as Colin Ellis will drop over defensively. The play this time goes to Lee. Lee will pick up a yard or two as he is across the 37 to the 38. He bounces there and then is down hard.
And it looks like he was brought down by Noah DeDominicus.
And it also looks like the kicking team will get some exercise. It is fourth down and still about 12, 9:30 showing on the clock. Harpersville leading 7-0 in the second period of this contest. The man who will be doing the kicking, Mason Dean, counting all the players on the field. Now the ball is fumbled, and it is going to be fallen on by one of the Harpersville Hornets. But instead of getting away a good kick and having the ball over in Delhi territory, it is going to be in Harpersville territory as the ball will be downed at about the 32-yard line and Delhi will end up taking over.
That ball didn't even come out of the center cleanly. It went about 2 yards behind the center and a lot of action going on around the ball right that time.
We did not set the offensive team for you, and we will do that. Tyler Cumston is the center for the Delhi Bulldogs. The guards are Kenz Matthijs and Brandon Snyder. The tackles, Hunter Siska and Micah Scobie. And they are the interior line for the offensive unit of Delhi. Ball kept on the ground. Simon's going to direct its forward progress, not very far, still high of the 30. Gain will call it of a long one.
Getting back to the not setting the offense, there were a couple of players that were going to be delayed this morning because the boys had to go to a funeral this morning. Can you imagine that? And then don't play football.
The ball capped on the ground, and it will go to the right side. The ball carrier going to be, let's see, number 42. That will be Brian Ingraham. Ingraham, one of the men in the backfield, along with Colin Ellis and Noah DeDominicus. And, of course, we mentioned before Brandon Simons doing the quarterbacking. And the two men who will be doing a lot of the receiving in this ball game, Brian Hannigan, a junior, 6'3", 190 pounds. And over at the other end, it will be Noah Oliver, a junior, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds. The ball is going to be into the hands of Brandon Simmons. He turns around very quickly. Tries to give it to the man going through, but only a step or two will be picked up. The ball will be down inside the 30. That will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it about 7.
And this is probably four down territory. I mean, they're down there on the Harpersville 29-yard line. I don't know if they have a kicker that can boot the ball that far, so expect to see them go for it here on fourth down. We could see our first pass of the game, Harry.
So the Harpersville Hornet defense digs in against the Bulldogs. Dropping back, it is going to be Simons wanting to throw. He gets it out there. The intended receiver was totally surrounded with blue uniforms. The ball is finally going to be batted away by number 78. That's Danny Smith. And as a result, it will be Harpersville Hornet ball on down. Now they move the line markers. The ball is placed down at the 29-yard line. 29-yard line, and the Harpersville Hornets will take over from there. 6:55 showing on the clock. Period number two, Harpersville leading at 7-0. Pitch comes out to Mason Dean. Dean trying to find a hole. The workhorse puts down his shoulder, moves three Bulldogs along, picks up about 5 yards as he has the ball right at the 35-yard line. Gain on that play. Well, they put it just the length of the football shy of that. He'll pick up about 6 yards on that play.
That was Mason Dean's second carry only, and I'm surprised by that. I figured he'd be seeing quite a lot of touches.
Yeah.
Maybe they're saving
him. Game is still young. Yeah, that may happen. One of the dangers of wearing a baseball cap is, you know that button on the top of the cap? Well, all of a sudden, the headset begins to grind into that thing, and it starts to pain you a little bit. Ball kept on the ground again. Andrew Kimmel, the carrier, he gets no gain, or a very, very, very short gain. The ball actually advanced right about to the chalk mark, so they'll give him about maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet.
Yeah, I'd say it's three and third.
Third and at least 3 yards. Could be four out there.
And Delhi's, they're tough on the inside, so look for Harpersville to maybe attack the edge or go downfield with a pass.
We have a game over at Delhi this year. It'll be against Bainbridge coming up in a couple of weeks. The ball is going to be carried in there. I saw a flashy zero. Yep, it is going to be Mason Dean who will carry it, but Dean will not get much running room. He gains another yard, but that's about all. And as a result, it will be a fourth and still a long 2 yards for the Harpersville Hornets.
Now, if you remember the last time Harpersville tried to punt the ball, the snap didn't clear the center. He dribbled it behind him.
Five even showing on the clock. Period number two. Stores split out to the near side. So far in this ballgame, only one man has been split out. They have not gone into a formation yet where both are out. It is going to be kept on the ground. Stephen Lee is given the chore of trying to advance that ball. He cannot do it. He is going to be hammered down at the 35, and as a result, it will be the Delhi Bulldogs taking over on downs in Harpersville territory.
Kind of a curious call there. You know, it's early in the game. You're up by one touchdown, and you're going for fourth, and I would call that long yardage.
Mason Dean injures a fingernail, comes to the bench and wraps a piece of tape around it himself. Now one of the coaches coming over to wrap it up even more. And he's going to go right back in. The ball kept on the ground. It will be handed off in there from Simons to Ingram. Moving through, no gain on that play. Loss actually of about a yard.
Ingram, he tried to plant his foot and then cut. And his cleats just gave way, so you can tell that the field and the grass is probably a little bit soft down there.
Ryan Slavik just pacing up and down in front of the Harpersville bench, gets a drink of water, now looks out to watch his defensive unit go. He, the quarterback of the Harpersville Hornets, now puts the mouth guard back in his mouth and steps up to the rest of the line. Inside 4 minutes, and we have a momentary timeout. And it's going to be called delay of game now against the Delhi Bulldogs. And 5 yards will be marched off against the Kelly Company.
Interesting a difference in two games. Here we've got a semi-dry conditions, and you would think that these guys would be putting the ball in the air once in a while. We've only seen one pass attempt. Last night, when the receivers couldn't catch anything because it was just so wet, they threw the ball a bazillion times.
So, Coach Dave Kelly coming over from the far sideline to talk to his field. He didn't like that delay of game at all and is talking to his players. We've got a pause on the action on the field, so we'll take a timeout too. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Dave Keller. It would be so easy to just call you Dave Kelly and go along with the coaching staff for Delhi. Ball will be put in the air. Look out. It is going to be grabbed down in there by number 40. I believe that's going to be Noah Oliver. Let's see, now I'm number 44. It comes back, and who is that? That is going to be Tom Tellian, who managed to grab the ball that time. Ball put down right at the 40-yard line.
I, you know what? I think that was Brian Ingram coming out of the backfield. But it's still third down, Harry.
Interesting situation. We see the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats on top of Division 7. They are 2-0, and the Deposit Lumberjacks, I guess they're still the Lumberjacks, are down at the bottom. We'll tell you more about that later on. The ball's going to be carried in there by number 34. That is going to be, wait a minute. Now my eyes are playing tricks on me. That's going to be Ryan Tellian. So Tellian now getting across to, about the 30-yard line.
Ryan Tellian's here today. We were told that Tom Tellian was not going to be here today. So we'll see what's happening here. Now, pretty much most of the Bulldogs' jerseys are all white, except for number 84, the big tight end, Brian Hannigan. He's been getting down and dirty.
Number 44 is out there on the field, and that is Tom Tellian. 44. That is his number,
that is his number.
Unless they've changed it. So we have the ball going to be put into the gut of number 34, that is Ryan Tellian, and Tellian will now test the right side of the line, and he's going to be stacked up immediately and will get nowhere. And remember, that was a fourth down call. So as a result, the Harpersville Hornets will take over at about the 37-yard line, first and 10 for them. Now, under that 27-yard line, and it will be Harpersville taking over there. 2 minutes, 11 seconds showing on the clock, period number two.
Interesting, the previous series on Harpersville, the fact that they went for the ball fourth down on their own 36, 37-yard line, it either meant that they had a lot of confidence in their offense, which got nowhere, or a lot of confidence in their defense, which really came up big.
Slavik is going to pitch it back to Mason Dean. Dean has a target downfield. The intended receiver that time was Jonathan Pomeroy. Pomeroy actually had his man beat. He was a step or two ahead of, let's see, that would be defender, looked to me like Justin Mattis. And he was off in front of him. But Mason Dean's arm was a little bit too much for that one, and he gave him a big lead, and the intended receiver just couldn't catch up. Now Dean coming to the bench, talks to one of the coaches. They pat him on the shoulder and talk to him a little bit. The man now that's going to split way off to the near side, Luke Johnson, and he is going to be off and running, and whoa, look out. It will be a ball carried by Ryan Slavik. It looked for a moment like he wanted to pass. Then he managed to scramble across the line of scrimmage, get up to about the 28-yard line, a gain of about a yard on that play. That'll bring up a third and nine.
Getting back to that pass by Mason Dean, when they called his number in the huddle, you can imagine the adrenaline that was pumping through his veins, and it showed on that pass.
1:30 left on the clock. Period number two. Split out to the near side this time. Jonathan Pomeroy, man in motion. It's going to be Lee. Oh, Lee finds a hole, and he is off to the races, across the 50, across the 40, finally, he's going to be caught from behind and brought down at the 30. The man who brings him down is Dominic Taylor, big number 80. And as a result, it is going to be a first down that will move the ball down to the 30-yard line.
Dominic Taylor with a touchdown-saving tackle. I can't believe he caught Lee from behind because Lee's a little roadrunner.
31-yard line is where the ball will be set up. 1 minute showing on the clock running. Man split to the near side again. Now they're going to put Mason Dean in motion to the far side. And look out, Slavik is going to be caught from behind. So Ryan Slavik, who was going to just follow Mason Dean around, and that play did not work the way they wanted it to. So as a result, Harpersville will call timeout with 39 seconds showing here in period number two. And with that, the Harpersville Hornets will take that timeout. They have about 40 seconds on the clock. They have a 7-0 lead. A little bit earlier, I started to mention the fact that the standings in Division 7 had Bainbridge-Guilford on top, followed by Walton, Oxford, Harpersville, Delhi, and Deposit, Hancock in that order. That is very interesting when you come in and look at the various teams that we see all of the time. And remember that a lot of those are only have only played one league game at this point. So as a result, even though the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats are 3-0 overall, 2-0 in league, they can't exactly say, well, this is all roses for us. The one thing that is positive, they have outscored their opponents 113-51, and that's head and shoulders over anybody else in the league.
Well, they've got a nice balanced attack. They got some good runners, power runners, speed, and they can throw the ball.
44 seconds remaining in this contest. Mason Dean, blocks beautifully, and that gives plenty of time for Ryan Slavik to get off a play. What a pass to Jonathan Pomeroy. Pomeroy is knocked out of bounds at the about 11-yard line, 9-yard line now they'll mark it. So he is down within the 10. But more importantly, going out of bounds, he stops the clock. The clock stopped with 36.9 seconds remaining here until halftime. So first and 10, Hornets. Slavik and company. This time they're going to have Eric Storrs set way out to the near side. Man in motion. That's going to be Lee. The pitch goes back to Lee. And Steve Lee battles his way back to about the 10-yard line. I think my angle was wrong. I was saying here that they were down at about the 10-yard line. Actually, that play started at about the 14 because where the little line markers are, actually, from this perspective, sort of is at the wrong marker. Timeout, Harpersville, 30.8 seconds remaining.
Okay, they've got 30.8 seconds to go. They need about 12 or 13 yards to try and stick it in the end zone. They could come up with a 2-touchdown lead here. It definitely is a possibility.
7-0 is our score. The only score put on the board so far by the Harpersville Hornets came on a 38-yard first quarter run by Mason Dean. The point after kick by Van Etten was good, and as a result, we see the Harpersville Hornets leading by a score of 7-0. Brandon Van Etten, as we said, getting that PAT kick. That coming at 5:48 of period number one. Now the coaches have said their words of wisdom. And the Harpersville Hornets ready to go. 30.8 seconds on the clock. Split way out to the far side this time is Storrs. Lee goes in motion. And it's going to be Slavik running with the ball. He's got a little bit of running room, but he's finally going to be brought down hard. He coughs up the football, but pouncing on it will be number 75 for the Harpersville Hornets. That is going to be Dylan McCaffrey. McCaffrey, 5'7", 175 pounds. He saved that ball. 9 seconds showing on the clock. Time for one more play. And the Harpersville Hornets would love to pop that ball in right now.
Micah Scobie made his stop on that play, and he threw him down rather rudely.
We're seeing Devin Dean in the game for the first time. We have not mentioned that name so far because we haven't seen him in there. He's got a considerably cleaner uniform. It's going to be Mason Dean, the older brother, who is be holding. And the ball is going to be kicked up in there by number 60. That is going to be Van Etten. Brendan Van Etten. But they're saying it's a little bit off to the right. So the field goal attempt will go for naught. And our score remains 7-0. And we have all of 7 seconds remaining until halftime. So the Delhi Bulldogs take it over on downs. This would be one of those really disappointing ones if it went for an explosive run and all of a sudden you go into halftime after leading forever by 7-0 if you went and tied up. But the ball is going to be just simply snapped back and going down to one knee will be Brandon Simons. And with that, both teams will take off their helmets and head into the locker room. So we have the first half of this ball game completed. 7-0 is our score, and it will be the Harpersville Hornets leading the Delhi Bulldogs 7-0. You're listening to sports on your station for sports, WCDO.